grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Mark chapter 6. I read for you again these words. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. God's prophets have a very difficult and dangerous job. They speak what God gives them to speak, and quite often people don't like what they say. And this is especially true when the prophet speaks against a powerful person, like a king. Amos felt the wrath of King Jeroboam and his priest, Amaziah, when he prophesied Israel's fall and prophesied Jeroboam's death by the sword. And John suffered the wrath of Herod, and especially Herodias, when he proclaimed their adultery. And yet, this is nothing new. The history of the church, of God's people of all ages, is full of blood. It began with the blood that flowed from Abel's lifeless body, slain by his own sulking and jealous brother, because the Lord delighted in Abel's offering, but not Cain's. Many of God's prophets suffer greatly, often shedding their blood as they were struck down by those who would take power upon themselves and rob God of his glory and not listen to his word. And of course, the blood flowed in the cell of St. John the Baptizer, beheaded because he dared speak the truth before Herod and Herodias. Now, King Herod heard of Jesus and the great things that Jesus was doing, and he trembled because he had a guilty conscience. As well he should. When he had heard of Jesus and the great things he was doing, he thought that John the Baptizer had been raised from the dead and was thus performing greater signs than proclaiming the year of the Lord and baptizing unto repentance of sins. He expected John the Baptizer to come looking for him to avenge his death. He expected more preaching to accuse him and perplex him. What he thought and what he feared and what really happened were all two very different things. For what really happened was a criminal act. An innocent man's head is chopped off because he dared to tell Herod the truth. It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Herodias, Herod's brother's wife, his sister-in-law, and now his current wife, didn't like the truth. And so she sought an opportune time to silence the truth. When Herod threw himself a birthday party, inviting many nobles and high-ranking guests, And when Herodias' daughter basically brought down the house with a spectacular dance routine, Herod made the mistake of swearing to give her whatever she wanted. Well, when she asked her mother what she should ask for, Herodias, acting much like the Queen of Hearts in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, said, "Off with his head!" And because of Herodias, and because of Herod's foolish oath and misplaced pride, he felt he had to give her what she wanted. Down goes the executioner. Off goes John's head. You can almost see the bloodthirsty look in both of those women's eyes when they receive John's head on the platter. Well, the blood still flows in the church today. Countless numbers of Christians all over the world give their life for the clear confession of Jesus Christ as God's only begotten Son and only Savior of mankind. We often tell each other to count our blessings. And one blessing that should be near the head of the list is the fact that we are not persecuted openly and constantly for confessing Christ. At least, not to the point of shedding our blood. However, the times are changing. People are being persecuted, are losing their livelihood, or worse, for daring to stand on God's word. For the fact is that Jesus Christ is not to be tolerated in the world, and quite often, not even in the church, his own church as well. You see, people most often do not want to hear God's word. They want to hear only what agrees with them or makes them feel good and scratches their itching ears. And what does this mean? It means that we too often don't care much about eternal truth. It also means we've often put our feelings, emotions, and our personal likes and dislikes ahead of Jesus Christ, His Word, and His means of grace. Gone are the days of society being called Christian. In its place is a society that expects tolerance of the need for everyone's truth to be right, except for the Christians. Those who clearly confess Christ and what He has to say about sin and grace are shown zero tolerance and must be silenced and canceled. Now, what do we do? We allow it to happen, even in our own families. When the opportune time comes to speak up about Jesus Christ, to say what God's Word says, we clam up and let things go on their merry way. We think it better not to rock the boat, so we let things go from bad to worse. So we don't tell and show our grandchildren or our children that church attendance is more important than sports, entertainment, or other recreation. We don't tell them that they should not live with or have relations with their boyfriend or girlfriend until they are married. We let our friends engage in all kinds of harmful behavior without saying anything. John the Baptizer could have taken the opportunity to be quiet about adultery and incest. He could have looked the other way and thought that what happens between two consenting adults is none of his business. But he took the hard road and spoke the truth, not in anger, not to anger the king, but to call him to repentance and the true knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Herod gladly had listened to John, though it perplexed him, and even tried to protect him from Herodias. But in the end, he was weak, and he was used to fulfill Herodias' grudge and desire for revenge. You see, Herod did not realize that Christ's kingdom is not of this world. Herod had nothing to fear from Jesus or from John. It seemed that his earthly throne was secure, but his life after death was far from secure. And the same can be said for us when we allow sin to master us, or when we allow sin to master our neighbor. The devil, the world, and our flesh want us to keep quiet about sin. They want us to see our head on the platter. They want to see our head on the platter, along with all those who confess the triune God as the only God who saves. They try to take the kingdom by force, tracking blood everywhere. The trail of blood from the prophets to the trail of blood from the martyrs all lead to and flow from the blood-stained body of Jesus Christ. Jesus shed his blood for us so that we who suffer the slings and arrows in the church militant may look forward with joy to the church triumphant. We look forward with joy because this kingdom is ours, because our Lord Jesus Christ bought and paid for it with his precious blood as the price. Yet, Christ was raised from the tomb, destroying death and making mortality a mere buzzword. Because he lives, we too shall live with him forever by grace through faith. Shedding our blood or suffering other distress for the sake of Christ now becomes an honorable thing. Here, we have no continuing city. Should the opportunity arise, we should not fear losing our life or our family, or anything else for the sake of the gospel. Jesus Christ is preparing a place for you in the heavenly mansions even now. You can cut off the head of John the Baptizer. You can stone Stephen. You can crucify St. Peter upside down. Cut off St. Paul's head. Grill St. Lawrence alive, but you cannot silence the Word of God. The more Christ's church is persecuted, the more the gospel spreads. Now, very rarely are we called to spill one drop of blood for the Christian church and the faith she proclaims. Thanks be to God that this is so. And yet, the day may very well come where you must stand up and be counted faithful to Jesus Christ. He has made you his dear child in holy baptism. He feeds you with his body and blood in holy communion. The Holy Spirit will make you bold to proclaim Christ with no fear of shedding blood for his name. Follow John the Baptizer's blood, and it will take you to the fountain of life everlasting, Jesus Christ, whose blood and righteousness are our beauty and glorious dress. To him be all the glory, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.